Now, next, Van Morrison's long-running defamation battle with former Stormont Health Minister Robin Swan has been settled at the High Court in Belfast. A judge was told today that confidential resolutions were reached in their competing and potentially very costly lawsuits over the handling of COVID restrictions in Northern Ireland. Earlier, we were speaking to journalist Alan Irwin, who was in court today. First, he explained the background to this case.
Well, both cases, that they related to conflicting views between the two parties on how Robin Swan, in his capacity at the time as Northern Ireland's health minister, responded to the pandemic. And Mr. Swan, he sued Sir Van for slander after the musician took to the stage in front of an audience at the Europa Hotel in Belfast back in June 2021. That his views were expressed on stage after a series of gigs he had planned at the venue were cancelled because of a ban on live music, which was imposed as part of the coronavirus restrictions in Northern Ireland. That criticism of Mr. Swan went viral after video footage of the incident appeared online. And then similar assertions were made in a newspaper interview and a YouTube video, which all of these matters form part of that action. But then in a separate case, Sir Van sued Mr. Swan and the Department of Health here in Northern Ireland over an earlier opinion piece that the politician had published in Rolling Stone magazine in the United States. That article appeared back in September 2020. After Sir Van announced plans to release anti-lockdown songs and donate proceeds to a hardship fund for musicians who were facing restrictions on live performance. Because of the two issues, the pair were then locked in a defamation battle, which was due to go before a jury at the High Court in Belfast later this month.
And what did we hear today?
Well, it was announced today that all proceedings have now been settled on confidential terms. Now, that followed a mediation process which took place, as I understand it, over the summer, which was presided over by a senior retired judge, Sir Donald Deeney. Now, neither Sir Van nor Mr. Swan were in court in person today for the announcement, but there was an agreed statement read out in which it was acknowledged on both sides that, for example, Sir Van acknowledged that while not agreeing with a number of the steps adopted by the Northern Ireland government during the COVID crisis, he said that Mr. Swan, in performing his role at the time as health minister, had acted at all times honestly and in good faith and on the advice of responsible officials. Now, Mr. Swan, for his part, while he didn't agree with Sir Van's views on the handling of the pandemic, he acknowledged that those views were sincere and expressed in the context of the musician being prevented by government regulations from performing in a role for which he was, as it was put, justly famous. And then also the Department of Health also welcomed the statements and expressed its satisfaction that the resolutions reached were in the public interest in what could have been potentially very costly proceedings. Now, the judge who was set to hear the cases alongside a jury, Mr. Justice Colton, he praised all sides for what he described as a very fair outcome. And he added that he wanted to compliment the barristers involved in the case for resolving what he described as a difficult matter between two very well-known public figures.